Yes, I do. I really have spent my adult life in service of one form or another. I came out of the Air Force Academy, where I enjoyed studying policy there, national security policy, international policy, domestic policy. Went on to become a military intelligence officer focused on the Middle East. Served in the Middle East with the Air Force, with the Army as well. Went into law school after active duty because I was concerned with where things stood constitutionally even back then. I was the president of the Christian Legal Society at my law school, an officer with the Federalist Society, and served with a number of conservative policy organizations there. I was very fortunate to get picked up by a sizable law firm, but laid that down to go back into the service world, specifically in the Middle East, to help with the persecuted church, with Voice of the Martyrs, a Christian ministry here in Oklahoma, in Bartlesville, actually, is their headquarters. Mm-hmm. And I just had the privilege of leading their field team for the Middle East. So that was 17 countries. I think last year that was over $8 million in projects, spread over 350 individual efforts. So I was spending a lot of my time over there. It was risky work, but it was very rewarding work. And I suppose you could say the same thing about possibly working in D.C. It's risky work. I'm not sure how rewarding it is, but I will certainly do my best.
Well, I hope you find it rewarding after a couple of years or so of service, assuming you get the job. Mm-hmm. Looking at your service in the Middle East,